Hey guys, it wasn't pretty, but the Astros did it. The Astros did it late, and they did it with who? Yes, that's right. It was with Carlos Correa. Carlos Correa always seems to step up, and Jose Altuve did what he does, and it seems like he's on top of the world in terms of playoff home runs. And we'll talk about this and more on this special edition of the Locked On Astros podcast.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
Yes, unfortunately, it is Kiki, do you love me? We do not love you, Kiki. Kiki Hernandez is very annoying. Yes, he used to be Houston Astros. He was one of those players that the Astros let go. It's another J.D. Martinez part two. But unfortunately, this is a situation where the Astros let him go, and he went on and he became a star kind of with the Dodgers. And he kind of he won his first World Series with the Dodgers last year. Now he's looking to get another ring with the Red Sox this year. And this guy's on fire. This I haven't seen a guy so hot. And he was 4 for 5. With two home runs, I believe, in this game. And he was making catch after catch. And it was like, this guy, we couldn't get him out. The only guy that was able to get him out was Phil Maton. And I'm like, okay, we need to make Maton be the guy, the designated pitcher for Kiki Hernandez. And so I know this is only game one, but it's like, yeah, I'm getting a very Jock Peterson jibe with him. It's like, yeah, I don't really want to watch this guy face the Houston Astros a lot, but hey, the Astros won. That's the main thing. The Astros won. They got the victory. And this was a very stressful game, especially when your ace, your de facto ace, because Lance McCullers is probably going to be out for the ALCS. We don't know what's going on with the World Series. We'll have to see what's going on. I know he's on the taxi squad. Before you say, oh, he's on taxi squad, that means if there's injury, he can come back and save the day. That's not the case. That just means that he's on the taxi squad. That way he can be on the in the dugout. That's why Marwin Gonzalez is on the taxi squad as well. So he can kind of be in the dugout as well. So this was a yes. Mr. Corona says, be honest, this my heart was racing throughout the entire game. Yes, that is the playoffs. The playoffs, they make you want to drink. They make you want to just cry. They make you want to put your pillow against your face and scream and like not wake up your whole family. But this is like Kiki Hernandez. This guy is scary. He not only was he killing the Rays, but he looks like he's going to be doing the same thing against the Astros. And yeah, Joel Garza says, yeah, walk him. It's almost to the point where this guy is hot enough where you need to walk him. It's not just the fact that he's hitting good, but he's making all the defensive plays out there, and he almost overran a ball, and he reached back and caught it, and he's like, and he's like making all these facial expressions. And I know that there's a certain personality on Michael Connor. Let me just go and say that he always says, well, there's a certain individual, Jock Peterson, who's his face is very punchable. Well, Kiki Hernandez, his face is getting very punchable just because I know it's only game one, and I'm sorry to say that, but it's just like he would love to have him on the team. If he was on the Astros team, you would love to have him on team. But as a opposing player, it's annoying to play against him. I can imagine how the Red Sox feel playing against Carlos Correa and Jose Altuve. It's probably the same thing, but just seeing how much passion Kiki Hernandez plays for against. And it was just amazing. So Larry GM says that tonight was one of Dusty's best games. I would agree. I think he made all the right moves. And some people I saw on Twitter were saying that he should have taken out Valdez earlier, a little bit earlier than he did. I think that with the starter like Valdez, you give him a little bit of leeway. But I mean, who would have thought that he would only last 2 2/3 innings? I know that I saw a stat earlier that of the first of the batters he faced, he threw ball one to like 80% of them. And that's not good. You can't do that against a team like the Red Sox. Yeah, they don't have the same offensive pop that the Astros do, but you've got to throw strikes. And that's what Valdez is very good at. And he just didn't do it in this game. And I know he only had three walks, but he just looked like he was a little bit off. And so he allowed six hits overall, three earned runs. And I know everybody's going to point to Jose Altuve's error. And it's going to be like, yeah, Altuve's error kind of led to the whole situation in the third inning. And if Altuve didn't let that ball get by him, and I know it was a bad hop, and Altuve was expecting it to come up, but it just kind of went through his legs. And what would you do in that situation? But it just was a bad situation. So, yeah, I know we see we have a White Sox fan or something. I'm going to ignore that in this thing. But, yeah, it was a weird situation where it is a total bullpen game in game one where you have to play game two tomorrow. And so it's like, oh, crap. What are we doing here, Dusty Baker and Alex Gore? But it worked. Like, Dusty Baker played all the right cards in this game. Yimmy Garcia came in, and he faced a one-hitter and got a strikeout. And I know I think he came in and threw two balls, and then, but he ended up getting a strikeout. And then Christian Javier came in and pitched two great innings. He did allow that one hit, but other than that, I think the hit was to Mr. Red Sox God himself, Kiki Hernandez. And it was just you can't get that guy out unless your name's Phil Maton. But it was just a weird game where even Kendall Graveman looked like the guy the Astros traded for. I know he threw a couple of meatballs down the middle, and the Red Sox hitters could have taken advantage of that. But overall, the Astros relievers pitched, what, 6 1/3 innings of basically shutout ball? Can you believe that? When's the last time you could say, hey, the Astros bullpen pitched 6 1/3 innings of shutout ball? That's amazing to think about. Oh, actually, Presley gave up. Sorry, I take that back. I forgot about that freaking Kiki Hernandez home run at the end. I'm so sorry. I forgot about that at the end. Thank you for somebody reminding me. I'm sure somebody reminded me, but anyway, let's forget about that. But Kiki Hernandez, I'm not even counting him. He's Thor walking around all the mere mortals here. So, but anyway, so Kiki Hernandez, I'm not gonna even count him, but Presley, I'm not worried about that, but the bullpen just really did a great job of saving Dusty Baker today. And I think that Dusty Baker just did a great job. The lineup, the only concern I would say is why. I mean, I know in the regular season you had when Valdez started, you would have Alvarez in left field, then you'd have Brantley as the DH. But in this situation, that little bloop single, bloop double by Kiki Hernandez, I think that Michael Brantley would have caught that ball. I mean, y'all tell me if I'm wrong, but I think that Michael Brantley, I think Chaz McCormick, I think even Josh Reddick, even though he hasn't played in what, 2-3 months, I think he would have caught that. But I'm not here to blame Alvarez, but Alvarez did a great job in left field in that situation. So I just think that, yes, I'm going to the game tomorrow. And so, yes, if you see me in my scooter, I'm going to be scooting to my seat, and I'll be going to it. But I am walking a little bit more, but I use the scooter just to get to the far distance so I don't have to walk too much. But everybody in the lineup got a hit except for Martin Maldonado and Kyle Tucker. And even Kyle Tucker, you can tell the Red Sox were scared to death of him, the way that they were pitching him. And even after Chris Sale got him out the final at bat, you can see when Alex Cora went out to get Chris Sale, he was like, okay, you struck out Kyle Tucker. Tell us the pitch sequence and what did you do to get him out? Because I think the Red Sox are scared to death of Kyle Tucker, because this has been one of the Astros' hottest hitters. And not just in the playoffs. I mean, well, maybe not in the playoffs, but over the past 2 or 3 months. And so I think the Red Sox are aware of that. But what can you say about Jose Altuve? This guy, he made a bad error. And you know what's going through his head. He's like, oh, crap. it's happening again. I'm getting the yips. I'm getting the throwing yips, everything like that. And so you would think that that's going through his mind, but what does he do in the, what inning was that? That was in the sixth inning. He hits that big two-run homer to tie the game. And that was a big moment, not just for him, but that kind of undid that little error he had, because that error kind of led to the two-run inning in the I guess one of the runs already scored before that error because of Kiki Hernandez's home run. But it was just a bad little situation there. But Altuve, that was a blast. And I wasn't at the stadium. Anybody who was at the stadium would tell me how the crowd was. But from what I saw on Twitter, it was electric. And I wish I was in there in this situation. But when Altuve hit it, it was a no-doubter. And it was a great situation. So, but Altuve hit that one. And then Carlos Correa, that is a new epic walk. I mean, a little new epic little just celebration, the little check your watch. And I think he got it from who was it he got it from? He got it from a Portland Trail Blazer. But it's like, it's my time. And so what time is it? It's October. And it's just so awesome. I think that's Pixartsy. Somebody asked about my Bagwell print in the background. I actually have, there's a Biggio one right there as well. So, and I have several others. I have a Springer one. I have Alex Bregman. There's several other, but Pixartsy, like Pix, like P-I-X, artsy. So look it up. But Dame Lillard is the guy he got it from. But yeah, this is Carlos Correa's time. And I can imagine, I know that Jim Crane was sitting behind the home plate to start the game, and then I saw him disappear. I think his wife was still there, and then somebody else was sitting in his seat. But it was just a cool situation. But you know that Jim Crane is seeing the situations. And so Carlos Correa now has 4 go-ahead home runs in the 7th inning or later of playoff games, passing Troy Gloss and Bernie Williams for the most in postseason history. I mean, Troy Gloss, I mean, I know he has a kind of weird name, but he's an angel. Not a lot of people remember him. But Bernie Williams, that's a Yankee. A lot of people remember him. But also, Carlos Correa also has more playoff RBIs than any active player. Carlos Correa, hello. You're just making yourself more money with every postseason at bat. And hopefully it's with the Houston Astros. And after he hit that home run, he said, you know what time it is, baby? It's October. I don't think he said it's October. He said, it's my time. And because he is, since George Springer's not here, it is his time. This is his time. I know we always joke around and we said that George Springer was Mr. October. He's not with the Astros anymore. And I don't know if you noticed, but the Blue Jays did not make the playoffs. So Carlos Correa is Mr. October now. And Jose Altuve is not that much far behind him. And that was also Carlos Correa's 18th career playoff home run, tying him with Mickey Mantle, Reggie Jackson, and Nelson Cruz for 17th of most all time. So it was a really, really cool situation to see that happen. And I hate watching it from home. I need to get rid of this freaking phone because I see that crush. I think Astros Future or somebody tweeted it like crushed, or I think Chandler Rome says holy something. And so I'm like, oh God, something just happened. And then I see Carlos Correa hit the home run. And so I hate that little delay, but it's still just awesome. And yeah, I know Springer is at 19 for what it is. And so Altuve is tied with Springer for postseason. I think Springer had 19, I believe, and Altuve now has 20. So one thing to be concerned about is that Astros starters not named Lance McCullers have a 10.24 ERA over the last 3 postseason games not started by Lance McCullers, and they're only averaging about 3 innings per start. So the Astros don't have the best bullpen. Don't tell the Red Sox that, but they did great tonight. It's just a weird situation. So in game 1 ALDS, Lance McCullers went 6 2/3. Valdez in game 2 went 4 1/3.
in game three. Luis Garcia went 2 2/3 innings. In game four, Lance McCullers only went that four innings, and then he left with that injury. So we have Luis Garcia going tomorrow. Hey, guys, he's got to go longer than 2 2/3 inning. He's pitching at home. He's got to step out. And I know he was asked earlier today, why do you think you pitch better at home? He said, well, I think it's because of the fans. Hey, the fans are going to be there supporting you. I'm going to be there supporting you. Luis Garcia, you've got to go at least five innings. I know the Astros were able to pitch 6 1/3 innings of not shutout ball, but one innings of today. But I don't think they could do that in back-to-back games, especially with as hot as Kiki Hernandez has been doing. But they're doing good. Like, the bullpen is scarily doing really, really good. And it's kind of opposite what the 2017 Astros were doing. So it's just kind of weird. So, yeah, the whole we don't know exactly what's going on with Lance McCullers. We do know that it's something going on with his flexor tendon. And we know that James Click said he's definitely out for the entire ALCS. And I know everybody's becoming medical experts, and they're going online and saying, well, it's a recovery time of 2 to 3 weeks, but if blah, 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 blah. But I think the Astros are hoping that he'll be ready for the World Series. Will he be ready? I don't know. But I think the Astros are hoping that they can take care of business without Lance McCullers, because they I didn't get to mention this in yesterday's podcast or the podcast before, but the Astros versus Red Sox this year, they went 5-2 without Lance McCullers being responsible for any of the wins. So I think the Astros can do it, but it was just it's going to take a team effort. And Jake Odorizzi did make the roster. Blake Taylor did make the roster, like I mentioned in the last podcast. And we saw why today, because there's a lot of left-handers in the Boston Red Sox lineup. And then you have Santana coming off the bench, like we saw today. So who won? Boston did not win. I'm so sorry. Boston did not win. The Astros won because Carlos Correa hit a home run to win the game. And it's his time. So that's what it is. So the Astros now face the Red Sox de facto ace. I know they want to say Chris Sale is their ace, but if you can't pitch more than 3 to 4 innings, you're not an ace. And I don't want y'all throwing Framber Valdez at me right now. I mean, he just didn't have his stuff. He did not have any type of control tonight. But I know that we're going to have to look at that situation. But I think that Valdez just was not, I don't know if he wasn't mentally prepared, but he just didn't look like he had stuff. He was lucky in the first two innings because he had that double play in the first inning. Then he loaded the bases, and then he got a fly ball out. Then in second inning, I believe he got another double play, and then I don't remember situation, but I think he got a big strikeout on a curveball. And then that's when the third inning happened. And then the error. So the error could have led to a double play. Jose Altuve missed that double play. Otherwise we could have been talking about a whole different situation, and we could not have seen maybe Jose Altuve's home run, Carlos Correa's not walk off, but the go ahead home run. So it could have been a whole different situation, but it's okay. It's everything's well that ends well. So that's what happened in this game. But aren't you glad being up 1-0? As David Berry says, let's pay the man. I mean, I know Jim Crane has to be happy. At the same time, he's like, crap. The better he does in postseason, the more we're going to have to pay this guy. But I'm super excited. I'm super excited about this series. Going up 1-0. I know it doesn't mean as much as a 5-game series versus a 7-game series, but still, you've got to win those home games. And going up 1-0 is a big situation. So I'm trying to see if there's anything. The strike zone. Strike zone was terrible. But the one thing that you have to say is on both sides. I know that Michael Brantley had a strike called on him that was really a ball. and then it was called a ball. The same pitch was basically called a Brooks Raley threw the same pitch to a Red Sox hitter, and it was called a ball later on. But we can't. It just feels like, I know we had the Giants, the way the Giants lost. I hate to keep on blaming crap on the umpires, but yeah, it makes you feel like the situation, the way the Giants and the Dodgers series ended, it almost makes you suspect that their MLB is trying to set up something. They want a Astros versus Dodgers World Series. I've been talking to Brett about this kind of off air, and I think I mentioned this at the start of the season. It would be great ratings if there would be another Dodgers versus Astros World Series. Let's put all the crap that happened in 2017. Let's do that again. But the Dodgers have a tough matchup versus the Braves. I know the Braves have a good team. But we'll see what happens. But I know there's been a lot of talk on AM radio across Houston today that they expect the Astros get a lot of calls to try to get to the World Series to face the Dodgers. But that would be an epic matchup, and I'm here for it. The only question is the Astros starting rotation here for it? That's the only thing you have to be worried about. But Luis Garcia is on the mound tomorrow, and then you have Jose Urquidy on the mound. And I'm looking for what's going on with game four. I think it's got to be Jake Odorizzi and then some combination of maybe Christian Javier. I think he only pitched two innings today. I think he could pitch another two innings. I believe that would be due to math. I think that would be Monday night. No, that would be probably Tuesday night. So I think he can pitch another two to three innings on that night. And then you could also do maybe Zach Greinke. But it all depends on what you have to do in the next two nights, the next two games. But the Astros, what they did tonight after Framber Valdez left after 2 2/3 inning was impressive. They stayed in the game. Yimi Garcia, I know we've given him so much crap this year, especially since he came over. And it's just like, he's been doing great recently. And so I think Dusty Baker's made all the right moves in this situation. And so I just think that this is great. Martin Maldonado got hit by that pitch, and it kind of scared me for a second because he kind of fell into the catcher, and we were like, oh no, we can't lose Martin Maldonado, because nothing against Jason Castro, but Martin Maldonado can throw out the runners. He can call a great game. But in that situation, it was just like, oh crap, don't lose him. But I know Dusty Baker and the trainer went out there to look at him. He's like, I'm fine. I want to play ball. I'm fine. Let's just play ball. But overall, the Astros won the 5-4. They lead the ALCS 1-0. I'm excited about tomorrow's game. It's going to be Luis Garcia versus Nathan Eovaldi. I know Eovaldi has talked some crap about the Astros, but he's also a Houston. He grew up in Houston, so he grew up a fan of the Killer Bees. But he said he's just not a fan of the current players, and I'm sure he's not a fan after Carlos Correa's recent celebration, like it's my time and all that. And so you know that this will be another epic matchup. I just hope Luis Garcia will last a little bit longer than Framber Valdez does, because as good as the bullpen did today, you can't expose your bullpen as much as you did today. So we'll see what happens, but I'm super excited by what happened today, and so we'll see what happens. So any final thoughts? What do y'all think about the predictions for tomorrow's games? And by the way, thank y'all for making the Locked On Astros podcast your first listen every day. Whether it's on YouTube, keep on subscribing to us. Brett was actually at the game, so he was going to do it when he got back. But by the time he got back, it'll probably have been like 12:30. So I'm like, dude, I got you tonight. I'll be at the game tomorrow. You do the show solo. So, we're building this YouTube channel. So keep on subscribing. And just keep on listening to the audio version, whether it's on Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts, just keep on listening to the Locked On Astros podcast. But Kiki Hernandez, he's not We don't love you. However that stupid song goes. We're not fans of you right now. After you hit two home runs, rob us of extra base hits by making great plays. We do miss you though. Come back. No, I'm kidding. No, Chaz McCormick actually did pretty good. I know we're all big fans of what Jake Meyers can offer, but Chaz McCormick went 3-for-4 today. Carlos Correa went 3-for-4 today. So the Astros are able to just, if somebody goes out, they have the next man up mentality. So we'll see what happens in this situation. So guys, that's all I've got for tonight's Locked On Astros podcast. Hopefully tomorrow's game is a little bit better. So we'll talk, Brett will come on and talk some more, and that's all I got. And thank you for listening. And make sure you subscribe to Locked On Astros podcast on YouTube, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.